Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, A Wise Man. He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has. Epictetus. If you were to sit down and write a list of all of the things that you want in your life, what would be on that list? Maybe some new clothes or a new car, maybe a new house. How many of the things that you already have would be on that list? One of the core tenets of Stoicism is being grateful for the things that we already have. Because if you can want what you already have, then you've already found a great way to bump up your happiness. One of the facets of modern-day marketing is that if there's not a natural market for the item that they're trying to sell, they will work really hard to create a market. And they usually do this by making you feel less than or making you feel like you're missing out on something if you don't run out and get their product, that their product is the thing that's going to help fulfill you in your life. Now, that's not to say that all marketing is bad, because there's plenty of marketing which informs us about things that we truly are interested in and can make our lives better. And it's not always easy when there are messages coming in to us by email, there are ads on our favorite websites, there's TV shows trying to persuade us that we're all missing out and that the key to fulfillment is just a credit card transaction away. And then you throw social media on top of it and you start to compare your life to everybody else's. And soon we can find ourselves perpetually unhappy with wanting things that we don't have and probably don't even need. I mean, I can say honestly that I've fallen for this. At times in my life when I've been stressed or unhappy, I've gone shopping, either at the mall or online on Amazon, just kind of cruising and hoping that something will kind of fill that emptiness that I feel there. And usually while purchasing random items hasn't filled that need, I can honestly say there have been times when I've bought books off of Amazon, hoping that it might cheer me up, that I've gotten a few days later, which actually did do a pretty good job of making my life a little bit better. So again, marketing can work. So what are the things that I'm grateful for? I'm grateful for my partner and the great relationship that we have. She's my best friend, and she helps me grow in so many ways. I'm grateful for the kids that I have, for the people that they are, and for the amazing people that they're becoming. I'm grateful that all of us are healthy. I'm grateful that I have so many great friends that make up my extended tribe. I'm grateful for the job that I have that actually I do enjoy and gives me a pretty good and comfortable life. Taking a moment to appreciate what we already have and to think about how fortunate we are for the things that we already have is a very inexpensive way to brighten our day. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Thanks for listening. Do you have a topic or a question that you'd like to hear addressed on the show? Go to www.stoic.coffee, and at the bottom of the front page, you'll see a place where you can send me a message, and I'll do my best to address your question using Stoic principles. Also, while you're there, go ahead and sign up for our newsletter and donate to our Patreon account to help support this podcast. And lastly, if you could download the Radio Public app to listen to our podcast, we get paid every time you listen to an episode. Thanks for listening, and remember, amor fati, amor coffee.